typical soldier North and South was white, a native-born farmer, Protestant, single, and falling in the range between 18 and 29 years old. That would be your average soldier, if you can have such a thing as an average soldier. 18 was the minimum age of enlistment for much of the war, but there's evidence of children, really, ages 9 or 10 or 11, who served in the armies as drummer boys or musicians or ambulance drivers. They also fought and died, as did many men in their 60s. And some men even in their 70s volunteered. There are a handful of men 80 years old who volunteered for service during the Civil War. Now, they weren't put in units that actively campaigned and made prodigious marches, but my point is that there's an astonishingly wide range of ages represented in the Northern and Southern military forces during the Civil War. Most were Protestants, as I said. Most were native-born, but immigrants also played a key role, many of whom were Catholics, both German Catholics and Irish Catholics, especially in the Northern forces. Immigration rates in antebellum America were unusually high. In 1860, roughly 30% of all the men in the North had been born somewhere else. Just about 30%. And in the United States Army during the war, one out of four soldiers was either a first or second generation immigrant. The most numerous category in this case were the Germans, followed closely by the Irish. But there were also many other nationalities represented, Norwegians and Swedes and many others in the Union Army. The Confederate armies had a much lower proportion of foreign-born men, about 9%, which was actually much higher than the proportion of foreign-born men in the Confederacy itself, which was about between 5 and 6%. Slightly less than 10% in the Confederate Army, slightly more than 25% in the Union Army were foreign-born or second-generation immigrants. Native Americans fought on both sides in the war. Three brigades of Cherokees, Choctaws, Chickasaws, and Seminoles went into the Confederate Army. One brigade, mostly of Creeks, fought for the Union. And the Native American soldiers on both sides, I must add, were very poorly treated by the respective governments. They did not receive the same kind of treatment that most white troops did in the two armies. The Union put approximately 180,000 black men in uniform as United States colored troops, as they were called during the war. They made up just about 9% of all the men who wore the blue uniform of the United States during the war. There's been a good deal of discussion and publication lately about black men serving in the Confederate Army. And you can read in some places estimates as high as 50,000 black soldiers in the Confederate Army. Well, there were many black men accompanying Confederate armies, many slaves with any Confederate army, but they were not serving as soldiers. They were serving in many non-combatant roles. I suspect the vast majority of them would have preferred to be somewhere else rather than with the army. But the notion that there were thousands of black men actually enrolled in the Confederate Army and carrying muskets simply isn't so. That notion has come up, and it's proved quite persistent, but it's simply inaccurate. It didn't happen, although there were black faces in both armies serving in non-combatant roles early in the war on the northern side and then eventually as soldiers, and slaves performing these non-combatant activities in the Confederate Army. There's been a great debate as well among Civil War historians about just why men went into service during the Civil War and why they stayed there as the war dragged on and conditions became more and more difficult in many circumstances. It's very common to find in parts of the literature an argument that goes something like this. Most Civil War soldiers were not well attuned to the great ideological currents of their time. They weren't especially well attuned to the political debates that went on before the war and during the war. They didn't care about those kinds of things. What their primary allegiance was to was their fellow soldiers in their unit. Their small unit cohesion was the key. That's what kept them in the service. That's what they gave primary loyalty to. William Faulkner, for example, in one of his novels, has a Confederate veteran character respond when he's asked why he fought in the Civil War. This man says, "Damned if I ever did know why I fought in the Civil War.